Capella University, learning the right skills could make a difference. That's why our business programs teach you relevant skills you can take from the courseroom to the workplace. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.
Top reasons data nerds want to move to Ohio. High-paying careers for business researchers, analysts, project managers, and more. So many jobs, you can take your pick. What else does the data say? How about a bigger backyard, a shorter commute, and a paycheck that goes further? So crunch the numbers and our world-famous pickles. It all adds up. The career you want and a life you'll love. Have it all in the heart of it all. Dive into the data at callohiohome.com.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now, the AI Leadership Institute is an organization founded in 2015 to help businesses and individuals understand and implement artificial intelligence responsibly. That's nearly 10 years ago, and its founder, Noelle Russell, has spent most of her career advising businesses on how to use AI. She's distilled all this in her latest book called Scaling Responsible AI, From Enthusiasm to Execution. And I'm delighted to say she joins me now. Good morning to you, Noelle.
Hello, good morning. So nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Not at all. As somebody who's been with this subject for 10 years, maybe bring us back to 2015 on the organization and, you know, I suppose, what was the inspiration around founding this organization?
Oh my gosh. Yes, it was a fun time. Actually, just about a year and a half prior to that, I was a cloud architect at Amazon Web Services, and Jeff Bezos sends a note to the whole company inviting people to do something crazy, which was start, you know, basically build up like the Star Trek computer. And I had never done that before. But I was uniquely interested in it because who doesn't want to be part of tech you can talk to? So that became my kind of entree into the world of building AI systems with voice, with this conversational nature. And then a year later, I realized that most executives really had no idea what this tech is or how to use it or how to grow with it. And so that's why I started the company.
So what are the sort of common mistakes that companies make around AI? I assume it's a misconception, but, you know, people fear for their jobs. They fear that they may be disposed of. Is there often an underlying fear of how is this going to affect me that needs to be communicated better?
Oh, 100%. I think one of the biggest concerns that people have is kind of, it's one of two things. As an executive or as a leader in a company, it's like, wow, you know, how do I make sure I don't get fired using this technology? How do I make sure I don't do something wrong with it that damages our brand or our customers or our partners? But then on the other side, there is, of course, the workers, the workforce in the organization saying like, you know, what moment is this for me? Do I have to learn another new technology in order to keep my job and stay current? And I think the reality is that, you know, I often reference this akin to baby tigers and on the cover of my book, you'll see a tiger represented as well. But this concept of when you adopt an AI model or you start using AI, it's like a little baby tiger. It's cute. It does some cute things. It's pretty novel. Everyone wants to be a part of it, but no one's really asking in those early days, you know, hey, how big is this thing going to get? Or how, you know, what does it eat? How much does it eat? What happens when I don't want it anymore? And I think that's probably the biggest, you know, concern we have right now, certainly as ethicists, is like, wow, you know, how are people going to use this and ensure, you know, that they don't use it incorrectly? But from a job perspective, I actually, I take the perspective that AI is a job killer. It's not a job killer. It's actually a task killer. It's not really good at taking entire jobs end to end. This may change over the next 3 to 5 years, but today it's not really good at understanding human work from start to finish. What it is good at is very specific tasks. So I think the individual, we don't have to be super worried about it taking our job, but we should be, you know, absolutely focused on what tasks can we give away.
Yeah. Is there still a little bit of skepticism around it in that if I'm doing research for this interview that we're doing now, say with with Noel Russell, and I say, yeah, go into AI 10 minutes ago and I say, give me 10 good questions to ask Noel Russell. I'll get those, but they may not be the right 10. So that's why I wouldn't do that.
That's right. And even more so, I think this is important for people to realize is that, you know, there is no AI in the sky. There's no single AI model. So depending on which AI system you ask, you'll get completely different answers. And fun fact, even if you ask the same exact system, the same exact question, it will not give you the same answer. And so what it comes down to is actually owning the truth for an AI system. Someone, a human, needs to know, like, what is truth? What is, you know, fair? What is accuracy? What is security? Those are human questions that help AI systems deliver positive results. Without that human impact, these AI systems can kind of take off on their own and become a bit rogue. Yeah.
No, and I've learned something new today. I didn't realize there were so many different systems. That's just, again, my own naivety. Tell me a little bit about, I suppose, things that can go wrong and companies not making smart AI decisions. You talk about things like compliance disasters, brand damage. Let's talk about those for a second. So obviously compliance might be different from country to country, but what are the risks that one could get offside here?
Well, I think the biggest risk is that and this goes to the number one challenge most people run into as they start adopting AI systems, is this concept of over-reliance, that it is very compelling, this baby tiger mode. Like, you're like, oh my gosh, that answer is so good. And you can almost believe that it will consistently deliver those good, positive results that seem to be right on point. But the reality is that model is very inconsistent, especially if you don't own the data set that it's trained on, or better yet, the data set that it's using to derive its answers. And that's what most companies do. They go and use a model and they don't even understand that there's a data set behind there. They don't even know that they could own that data set and curate where the right answer comes from. Most companies are delegating the truth of their organization to some public model like ChatGPT or Claude. And while there are some reasons to do that, in general, when you're trying to solve business problems that are business value generating for your organization, you're going to want to own that model. So over-reliance on a system is really a challenge, because as soon as you start using it, you're like, well, I'm just going to let that model do that all the time. And over time, this is how some of the best AI gone wrong stories are born, where the model now starts manufacturing refund policies in the best interest of the customer, but actually destroys your bottom line as a consequence.
Wow, wow. And for somebody who's been around AI for quite some time, Noel, like, is it getting better? Do you see it, like, month by month, that the answers to something that you might have asked 5 years ago, that they're much better now, or is that not the case?
I think the technology has always been very promising. Even in 2018, I was part of the team at Microsoft where we launched AI services into the market. And this was an opportunity for you, any organization, any entrepreneur, any software engineer could now leverage decades of software engineering work in the form of AI models and implement them. Things like translation and meeting summarization. Like, this is not relatively, it's not a new technology. However, what we ended up finding out is that the tech part is not the hardest part, right? We've now got millions of these models that you can use for any number of, we call them agents now, but any number of unique, like, answers that you're looking for any unique problem. I don't think the answers, of course, have gotten better, but I think that the answers getting better are actually a function of people like us using those models in more accurate scenarios.
And if we look down at all the positives that you see being delivered in businesses using AI, driving profitability would be one, eliminating waste. How does it work, or how do you see it working around innovation?
Absolutely. I mean, one of the things is just, I use a term, bring back the backlog. So backlog is a term we use in engineering to represent all of the ideas that didn't quite make it into this run of work that we're doing. And I go into organizations, I talk to executives, and I encourage them to look back at things they wish they could have done. Things like translating all of your content or reaching new markets or personalizing your marketing programs or any of these things that you're like, oh, but the reason we didn't do it is we don't have enough people or we don't have enough time or we don't have enough resources. And so it's really important for everyone in whatever role or industry they're in to kind of look at the dreams that they had for their business, for their teams, for their organization. And actually today it's easier, faster, and even safer to build that with today's technology, as opposed to, the consequence of putting a Band-Aid on old technology and trying to make it work. It's easier to actually just reinvent an answer to yesterday's problem today.
Wow, okay, that's really fascinating. So finally then, Noelle, can I ask you about where you see all this landing? What's happening next? Like, you know, because AI, conversations around AI, they've become mainstream. And again, you know, as I say, you've been with it for a long time. So
yes.
What are your thoughts on where we're going or where we're going to end up?
Yeah, I think it's a very fascinating world we're in right now. 10 years ago, I would get on stage. I actually was in Dublin, Ireland, 10 years ago.
No way.
Yes, speaking at the UX conference there, UXDX, and I told a story then that seemed like science fiction, and it was all about having AI systems, you know, and of course I was there on behalf of Amazon Alexa, and I was talking about use your voice to talk to any technology you want, and now we are here 10 years later doing exactly the things that were just a dream back then. And I always like to think back to that time, because back then people were like, never, no way, can't imagine it. Now it's here, and those of us who kind of took the mantle on 10 years ago, we're feeling pretty comfortable. We're like, oh, we've seen this tech coming. It's not an overnight success. This is an evolution that's happening. So for those who are still on the fence about whether or not to engage or use this technology, my best advice is to just start talking to your technology, whether it's Siri, and of course, someone in the room is going to be like, I don't know about that, but Siri or, you know, Alexa even. Alexa's getting an upgrade in just a few weeks, so that'll be a great opportunity. I try to talk to these systems every single day, not to solve my business problems, but just to create the habit of collaborating with this technology, because it will be in everything from marketing to sales to supply chain. And the more conversational and comfortable you are with it, the better opportunity you have to take advantage.
Good job. Great to talk to you, Noelle. Noelle Russell there. Latest book, Scaling Responsible AI, From Enthusiasm to Execution. What a pleasure to talk to you today, Noelle.
Thank you very much.
Is it time to reimagine your future? The right business skills may make a difference in your career. At Capella University, we offer a relevant education that's designed to focus on what you need to know in the business world. We'll teach professional skills to help you pursue your goals, like business management, strategic planning, and effective communication. And you can apply these skills right away. A different future is closer than you think with Capella University. Learn more at capella.edu.